The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open today to Psalm 22, we'll pick up our reading in verse 12 after a word of prayer together as we continue looking at that bitter experience of the tree. Now we are moving rather fast through this psalm, for we have preached through it verse by verse before. It's been a couple of years, but we want to touch upon this briefly and then settle down in Psalm 23. So after a word of prayer, you find Psalm 22, verse 12. Father, we come now in Jesus' lovely name, that name which is above every name, the name to which every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And Lord, I profess publicly on this radio, I am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your Lordship today, what it means in my life, what it means to this world. Oh, if men would only receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us now to honor your name and magnify your dear Son. And it is in Jesus' name and for his sake I pray. Amen and amen. Psalm 22, verse 12, we look today at the affliction of his body. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Praise God that Jesus Christ went down into the dust of death that we might avoid such an awful experience. For dogs have compassed me, verse 16, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. It is said by Scofield that this psalm is a strong proof of inspiration, and I have to agree, but he goes on to explain that crucifixion was a Roman and not a Jewish form of execution and punishment. And here we find detailed phrases, they pierced my hands and my feet. This is the language of one being crucified. What a proof of inspiration, long before the Lord Jesus was ever born, let alone crucified. It is written, they pierced my hands and my feet. Verse number 17, I may tell all my bones, They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, cast lots upon my vesture. We haven't made note of this yet, but this psalm is a fulfillment of prophecy after prophecy. Verses 1 with Matthew 27, verse 46. Verse 2, Matthew 27, verse 45. Verses 6, 7, and 8, 12, and 13, with Matthew 27, 39 through 43. Verse 18, which we just read, with Matthew 27, and verse 35. This psalm, yes, is a proof, is a prophecy, is a picture. We are gaining a glimpse at the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse number 19, but be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. We see Christ enduring suffering and savagery. In verses 12 through 18, he is surrounded by the wicked assembly. In verse 19, he seeks God's assistance. In verses 20 and 21, he is stalked by the wicked adversary. His suffering, his affliction, the intentions of his enemies are to do away with him. Like snarling dogs, they wanted to threaten him with their superior numbers. Like savage lions, they wanted to tear him into pieces. And as strong bulls, they wanted to trample him under their hoofs. He is surrounded by wicked enemies. The intensity of his sufferings, he suffered so that his sweat was like water being poured out of his body. Verse 14. Finishing verse 14, his bones were out of joint. He suffered so that his heart was melted like wax put to the fire. Again, the close of verse 14. His heart could no longer sustain itself under the extreme suffering, and it lost its shape. He suffered so that his strength was all dried up, broken to pieces. Verse 15. His tongue clave to his mouth. It was so very dry. Verse 15. He suffered so that he entered into the dust of death and began to be choked out as the dust would swirl around him. He suffered so that his hands and his feet were pierced. He suffered so that his bones were countable as they were visible, and they even looked and stared upon him. He had been scourged till the meat was torn from his body, stretched till the bones protruded out into sight. He must have been naked if one could see his bones. And all this because he was made sin for us. Oh, the anguish to be separated from his Father, to now be made sin. He who knew no sin, he who had no sin, he who did no sin, he in whose mouth there is not to be found any guile. Now he has become sin. Now he is intensely suffering under God's wrath. But then we want you to see the indifference of some. All of this was before the Roman soldiers. And yet, at his feet, at the foot of the cross, below the suffering of the Lamb of God, they sat down, started their game of chance, cast their lots, that they would part his garments. They gambled at the foot of the cross. Many are doing this today. They gamble with their eternal destination as they play games at the foot of the cross of Christ. But then in verse 19, he says to the Lord, "But be not thou far from me, O Lord." This is what he said in verse 11, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." He cried out to the Lord for assistance. And not only was there a wicked assembly, I believe motivated by that unseen host of wicked and evil devils, the demons of hell, but now he is stalked by that wicked adversary. I believe the devil comes into view here. Verse 20, "Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth." Satan came against Christ in all of his power and opened his mouth wide to devour him. Principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world and the prince of this world himself, all came against Christ with great evil malice that they might see him destroyed. Christ prayed that God would deliver his soul, his darling, from the power of this enemy. And we know, praise the Lord, according to Colossians 2, I believe it's in verse 14, that he spoiled these principalities and powers. And he made a show of them openly. And thus the psalm, though silent between verses 21 and 22, it's silent on this fact, but it's evident that there is the time of resurrection. And so the psalm gives way from that bitter experience of the tree. It gives way to that blessed experience of the throne. Jesus Christ on his throne. He is not now the bleeding, suffering Son of God. Oh no. We see he is that one who is blessed. And he is blessing others. And so the Lord willing, we will begin here our next time together. But until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you is our prayer. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.